And we are live. What's up, guys? We're here with Austin Dunham, FedEx Fearless, and MJ. Get right, man. Let's get it with Barry. Let's go.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Right. All right, we are live. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Fresh Hit Podcast. Now we're here with three special guests, man. I've been waiting for this one for a long time. All I'm gonna say is rumble.com/freshfit. Check us out over there, because honestly, we might get canceled any day now, especially with a podcast like this, because we about to drop some heat for y'all.
Who knows?
But without further ado, we got three special guests in the house, man. We know who they are, but we want to introduce you guys to them. We'll start with Austin, man.
Welcome.
What's up, everybody? Austin Dunham, AD team. To YouTube, and glad to be here. It's been about a year or so. So yeah, excited to be here, man. Let's talk. Let's get it.
Absolutely. I think the last time you were here, AJ was here as well.
And
That vlog went viral, bro.
It did.
I got you, bro.
All thanks to you, Fresh.
Got you, brother.
No, I already know what the audience is going to ask, but
no. The answer is no.
The answer is no? Okay, that was a big no. Nope. All right.
Yeah, no.
All right, well, you're still here alive and didn't die of AIDS, so that makes sense.
Twitch.
We had the Twitch. Nigga, we just got on!
I know.
Ready to get on Twitch?
Yeah, man.
All right, guys, come on over to YouTube and Rumble, motherfuckers. Come on over. We already got 9,000 plus y'all in here, so number one, like the video. Check out these gentlemen's channels. They're all below. Make sure to go subscribe. All right, cool.
How's it going, guys? FedEx Fearless. Glad to be on the show, man. It's been a while. Mm-hmm. Ready to drop some knowledge, argue, debate, give information. I'm happy, man.
Yo, we're happy to have you.
You know what's funny?
First time.
On camera, right? You think he's like, all right, he's kind of buff. In person, he's even more buff. Damn! Chill out, nigga!
Oh, man. Came real dapper.
Yeah.
Smooth and shit. MJ?
What's good with y'all? MJ, get right. Red Pill Pharmacist, a.k.a. I'll tell you the other accolade later, but we'll wait for the ladies to get on. It's good to be back, man.
Welcome back, brother.
Man, and yes, guys, they will be on with the girls later on tonight. We got some chicks coming. It's going to be wild. I got something special planned for y'all, man, because I ain't going to be debating. Yeah. It's going to be them. So anyway,
Free Pal G.
Let some hair follicles come back. And yep. As y'all know, Amputate is free now. We're going to talk about that in a little bit more detail. Yes, absolutely. I'm super excited about that.
Thank God.
But real quick, before we get into that, guys, when you come in, please like the video, subscribe to the channel. You guys, and I really, really like this panel because I'm 33. He's 30. Austin, you're 27.
27.
Yeah. 26. And 29. Well, you about to be 30 like that.
29. Hey, I'm carrying that flag.
It's great because I wish Steph would. Well, actually, you know what? The audience is probably going to want to know. Where is Steph?
Shit.
Doing his thing.
I don't know.
He just couldn't make it out.
Couldn't make it.
Fair enough. We're going to have him on, guys. I know y'all been asking forever. Like, yo, where's Steph? It's cool coming, guys. He's going to come. Don't worry. We're going to make it happen. I know he's probably watching right now, man. Shout out to Steph. Go check him out. Also on YouTube. Go subscribe to his channel.
Little bro.
Good dude. So we got a variety of ages here, right? And the dating game has changed significantly, right? All of you guys have very successful dating channels, which I think all of you guys need to go and watch. Check them out. The links are below. Like I said before, I can't encourage you more so to go over there. Mm-hmm. I'll just start with you, MJ. Tell us about the current state of dating and what guys got to do to navigate the marketplace.
That's funny that you said that, bro. Guys, we're entering a new, like, it was bad coming up after Tinder was on the market. But, like, honestly, y'all, it's not going to get better anytime soon. I'm dropping a course, working on a course right now that's geared towards guys. We just need to be the best bachelors we can be. right? I'm trying to be the light skin Hugh Hefner at this bitch. And that's really just it, right? Stick to your guns, bro.
Okay.
There's no land for the weak, man. Girls are picking who they want to pick, and they're going to step over anybody they want to. And guys don't want to understand that. Girls don't care about your struggle. So the faster you improve your life, the better you're going to do with women. A lot of guys don't want to accept the fact that they have to jump this hurdle, get in better shape, dress better, become the best version of themselves in order to attract women. That's why, what is it now? 60% of men aren't getting laid?
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah, what up? Used to be like one in three. Now it's like almost damn near 60%, man. Yeah.
Bruh. They don't care.
We hogging pussy. That's what that means, right? We hogging all the pussy. Literally.
That's a good point.
What about you, Austin?
Pretty much the same thing. As a man today, you have to be the best in all realms. Looks, money, status, we heard it time and time again. Got to reach that top 10%. And if not, then you're going to get left behind. There's a representation in regards to finance that I've heard. Have yachts and have nots.
Yeah.
With dating, it's like have hoes and have...
Have nose.
Zero.
Have
nose.
Yeah. Hoes or nose, bro.
Hoes or nose, pretty much. So you got to level up. And that's what we all preach. That's what our content is about, including you guys' content too. And yeah, that's about it, man.
How imperative is it to leveling up? Because, you know, I talk about this in my book, Why Women Deserve Less, how like back 40, 50 years ago, you could have been an average dude working at a factory, been able to find a good girl. She'd be loyal to you, right? Because you had all these constraints of shame, religion, two-parent household. She had a father in her life. All these things were kind of training wheels, I would say, to keep girls from being 304s. Nowadays, these training wheels are all gone. You know what I mean? Right. And a regular guy really doesn't like stand a chance anymore. He would have been able to find a wife 50 years ago, but nowadays it's like null and void. So how important is self-improvement nowadays for a man that even wants to just get a fucking date?
So the thing is, women don't care about the struggle. They don't care about the fact that 60% of men aren't getting laid. They're gonna, I always make this analogy. If there was 10 high value men, women will share those 10 guys. Mm-hmm. They don't care about the 90% who are not doing well. So guys got to understand this. Either you make it, either you improve yourself, either you become one of those guys, or they're just going to overlook you. They don't even consider regular guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So being average, not being in good shape, not dressing well, you don't even have a shot.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's facts.
It's tough because a lot of guys will compare it to women like, oh, women don't have to self-improve. Like, why do I got to put in all this work just to get some average girl at the end of the day?
Yeah.
But that's just the way it is, man. Even me myself, I had this realization like 3-4 years ago whenever I was getting heavy into the dating game. Like even me myself, I had some success relatively built up for myself, but I still wasn't seeing the results that I wanted to. So I realized, damn, like I thought I was doing well, but I got to push myself even more. You know, and so that's when I realized like that divide between the top 10% and even the top 30%, it's a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, so like even me, myself, all of us today, we're always trying to figure out ways to level up even more. Like a lot of guys who watch us probably think we quote unquote made it or at the stage where we want to be. But now we're always trying to figure out how can we level up this, how we can do that. And if we're thinking about this at our level, then you guys watch it, you know, everybody. It's nonstop,
so,
you know?
That's so true.
Yeah. And I want to say this too, because we were literally laughing about this right before the show. Like, they think, oh, y'all made it. Like, y'all are chads. Y'all got money and status. Bro, I'm telling you guys, man, the fuckery does not end, okay? I mean, can y'all speak to that? Like, even when you have status and money, you deal with different problems?
Yeah.
Facts, bro. Yeah.
It doesn't even, oh, you want to go?
So that's the thing. At that point, I feel like women, they try to downplay your status. Mm-hmm. I sincerely believe a lot of women have false perception of their value. Like they think that a bunch of men that want to sleep with them, oh, so now you got a bunch of blue checks in your DMs, guys who look good. Most of these guys just want to smash. Yep. It does not mean that you about to get any of us to date you seriously.
Facts.
Or marry you. So that does not mean that you have options. So that's where it kind of puts, they still try to downplay guys who are doing well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
they'll sit there and say, "Oh, I got like 5 dudes that are just like you that are hitting me up, blah blah blah." Right. Like, I NFL player hit me up, blah blah blah, thinking like it's like, "Oh, I got other niggas like you."
Like, I mean, I think they start to hit at your ego for the part. And guys, y'all gotta listen. Don't get into the red pill rage type shit. Don't even be mad at them for what they're doing with their decisions, because you can't control it. You gotta let that go. You just gotta, you know, balls to the wall, go hard, pause. Do your fucking thing, bro, and you can be successful.
don't let a bitch sit here and be like, oh, well, you don't got Drake money. Bitch, who the fuck got Drake money?
Drake.
Nobody here got Drake.
Drake.
Yeah. Relax. Just be comfortable in who you are. And like Austin said, we're all still pursuing greater heights. Everybody here, like, it doesn't stop, man. So don't even get comfortable with yourself and feel like, oh, merch. And feel like, merch. And think that you can sit there and just like, oh, you know, take your foot off the gas and be like, oh, I got here, made 100K, I'm good. Like, nah, bro, you got to keep going because there's going to be higher, you know, rewards for the harder you work.
That's a good point, bro. Tell us one thing from your experience, guys, that you learned that guys may like, mess up on. For example, it could be hygiene, could be how they dress. One thing they mess up on all the time.
Presentation, all the above. Presentation in regards to their style, how they present themselves online especially. What Instagram. I talk about and teach about a lot is your digital image. FedEx too. So presenting yourself online in the most attractive way possible, whether it be dating apps, Instagram, etc. Because nowadays, like cold approach, day game, all that, it's just not the same. Mm-hmm. You know, most men and most people in general meet each other online.
Facts.
You know? And so with that being said, if you fix your presentation, how you appear to the world, I think that's the biggest thing I've noticed that guys really, really struggle with, because most guys never had to, you know, take pictures or like present themselves in an attractive way. And there's different gazes too. There's like a female gaze and there's a male gaze. Mm-hmm. Most guys cater towards what's called the male gaze, meaning they think they know what's attractive. However, that's attractive to men. But the female gaze is understanding what's attractive from a female lens and a female perspective. Mm-hmm. So once you understand that and use that to your advantage, and then you leverage that a part of your presentation online, that's when you'll get the most results. And
that's a really fantastic point. You mentioned the two lenses, because what a lot of guys mess up on, like I remember coaching guys and screaming at them about this. Like, they'll take a picture with sunglasses, right? To dudes, they might be like, yo, that's badass. That's lit. I like that. But to girls, they need to see your eyes. It makes a big difference in you being attractive, them being able to see your eyes. I know that's like, oh, gay. It's like, that's a perfect example of taking a picture you think is good, but it's really not, with sunglasses on. Mm-hmm. So for dating apps especially.
We had a show with some girls late night, and they said I think most of them said on the panel, they said, yo, you know what? When I look at guys, eyes tell me a lot.
Yeah.
So that's true.
Yeah. So taking it like on your dating app pictures, guys, please don't take pictures with sunglasses. Or if it's going to be sunglasses, you better have some good picture with your eyes and a pause.
What about you, Phil?
So I'm going to piggyback off what he said, but guys got to understand that. So I feel like guys are trying to overcompensate with game, where looks, in my opinion, matter even more now. Mm-hmm. So like Austin mentioned, digital image, but how you dress as well, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of guys, they think, oh, if I just text her this, if I just say the right words, a girl who sees me as a 4 is going to think I'm a 10. It does not happen. If she does not find you attractive, if she doesn't see you as a 7, 8, 9, or 10, she's going to make your life a living hell. So guys have to do everything. Like, start dressing better. Like, put the best foot forward to make yourself a guy that women want to sleep with. I always tell guys, are you the guy that women want to fuck? Mm-hmm. If you look at yourself third person and say, okay, if I look in the mirror, is this the person that women want to give cheeks to? No? then how do you expect them to?
That's a good test right there. Yeah. It's a very simple test.
Like, if you don't see yourself as a guy that women want to sleep with, don't expect them to go above and beyond for you.
But FedEx, bro, I have a lot of game and money. I'm good to go, bro. I still get bitches.
You're going to get finessed.
Thank you.
Facts.
Good.
Facts.
My thing, bro, I got to say, just because I got to be, you know, devil's advocate for that, because I think guys get too comfortable online. Because I've talked to some guys and they're good with Tinder, good with dating apps, but when they get in person, their demeanor, how they carry them, it's like all that shit you was, a bitch would be like, all that shit you was talking, you sound so bold over message and all these pickup lines, you copied and pasted from niggas' lyrics. But when you see them in person, they don't have that same energy. So that's the miss there, because you can't just be showing it and not be it.
Yeah.
Like, y'all think, just because you wear nice shit, that don't make you a fucking G. That when you talk to somebody in person, when you look at them in the eyes, that's what women are looking at. So if you don't got a mouthpiece on you, or you submit to her, you know, verbally, you're done. You're done.
I think what you just said there is very important, like with congruency, right? So like what she sees online, she's gonna hope that's what she sees in person when she meets you as well. Exactly. So if you have good pictures and you text her a certain way, right? Mm-hmm. Then you come up and you talk to her and you're like, nice to meet you. And you're like not sure of yourself. And you're, and you're not confident. You're not able to say things. And I always tell guys, when you speak to girls, you got to speak to them in the active voice. You got to tell them what it is. You can't be like, well, I think and I presume and what do you think about this and ask for her opinion and shit. It's got to really be a dictatorship. And I hate to say it like that, but that's what women respond very well to. It is typically guys that are more authoritative, leadership qualities, and speaking in the active voice versus speaking in the passive voice.
It's funny. Guys mentioned being catfish, but you're not congruent. You're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
All the time, bro.
Very true. You're a fucking charisma fish.
Cars and stuff, but you whack, nigga.
Yeah.
You really not that nigga.
You're not.
And let's talk about, because you spoke about like, oh, having game and money, whatever. Can you guys talk about what's the negative of you're able to, let's say you got a lot of money, but maybe your charisma isn't there, your charm isn't there, whatever. What's the downfall of you if you have one thing that you're really good at? Let's say you're extremely good looking in one case, or maybe you have a lot of money in one case. What are your thoughts about that as far as like not being a well-rounded individual?
From what I realized, like example, if you have a lot of money and that's about it, then as FedEx said, you're pretty much just going to get finessed the whole time, right? Mm-hmm. And with that being said, the same thing with looks. You might be able to attract women, maybe sleep with them, but the retention is not there. You're not going to get anything else out of it. So that's why you do have to be well-rounded, because in the realms of looks, money, status, game, frame, all the above, there's sections that are important for each one.
Thank you.
You know, whether it be attraction, retention, relationship, long-term, all of it's important to be just a full, complete person. And that's why you got to assess yourself objectively, not only from a looks perspective, but overall from a everything perspective, and say, what am I lacking on it? Could I use more charisma? Am I lacking game? And then try to work on that too, but still use your strengths to your advantage.
Yeah.
You know, but, don't neglect the others.
Yeah.
It's funny. In a video game, right? You have stats. You got to level up. Same thing in real life.
Yeah.
You might have looks, but guess what? You're lacking in money. You might have money, but you're lacking in, for example, how you have game. So it all matters, man.
Yeah. Definitely.
And as we know, women are always trying to do what? They're always trying to poke holes in your frame, right?
Yeah.
They're always trying to test you. So if you don't have everything ticked, if you don't have all your badges per se.
Yeah.
Pokemon badges.
Yeah. Right. If she's, oh, you just got money. Oh, damn. He must be a simp. He's trying to overcompensate. Let me see what I can get from him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you don't have charisma, or he must be a weirdo. If you know, if you're not good looking, then you just they're always trying to find a hole in who you are. So the more complete as a man you are, the less testing, right? They don't have as much incentive to try you, right? Because you're a more well-rounded, complete man.
You just made a fantastic point.
Yeah.
With they look for holes in your game. I really like that you said that, because if you're deficient in something, they're going to exploit that.
Yep.
So let's say you got a lot of money, right? Which, by the way, the study that came out that found like the guys that get the most sex typically tend to have the most money. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest here. We know why. Because they're fucking tricking, buying purses, and they're paying for sex.
Yeah.
And this is something else that I noticed from being here in Miami and dealing with like some of these, being around these rich individuals. Bro, they all of them pay for fucking box. A lot of them are your friends, by the way.
I met a lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of
celebrities.
Pay actors for Fox, and YouTubers. It's crazy to me, bro.
We're talking directly pay?
Yeah, directly pay. Some of them directly pay, or they take the girl, they buy her bags and shit. They buy her clothes. So it's crazy to me how they do it. But going back to what you were saying, like, they're like, okay, this guy, he got money, but he don't understand. I'm gonna get him on this ground because he doesn't understand his value. So let me go ahead and get some money out of him, whatever. So I really like that you mentioned that, how the girl will exploit whatever you're weak in to her advantage to get whatever she needs, whether it's a trip, a bag, more attention, time, whatever it is.
And it's always a struggle for power. So that girl might be like, you know what? Damn, he's all this shit, but like he's a weak point here. Let me target that and hit him there. So you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Right, man. They'll see you, chinks in the armor, but they'll see you on your high horse, well-deserved because we work hard. And they'll be like, how can I bring him down just to humble him a little bit? Mm-hmm. Let me talk to him. You don't have Drake money. It's like, bitch, well, like that shouldn't be the thing. But I mean, just because you have money, it's not gonna save you from being a simp. If anything, I think those are like the meal ticket. That's a golden ticket, like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory for these hoes.
They'll
come up to you. Oh, he got his mother. That's the golden ticket. Now they finna just finesse the shit out of you, bro. So,
but just to add your point as well, especially when you date like 9s and 10s, right? They're like, you know what? I'm the baddest chick you ever dated. So it's kind of like in that moment, they're like, you know what? If you're not on point, I know baddest chick you ever had is like, they're gonna test you, because if they're bad, it's like.
To the pussy. I've talked about this. I want to get your guys' takes on this because you guys are well versed in this. I've always said 9s and 10s are typically useless because they've pretty much never had to be useful, right? They typically give some of the worst sex. They test you quite a bit, right? You got to put them in their place, especially early on, a lot. Attitude, it just a lot of pain in the ass. Where I tell guys, you typically don't want to wipe these girls up, right? You don't want to take them too seriously. They typically end up in the sex zone. And then if she has like a big social media following, even worse, bro.
Yeah.
I think a girl having a big social media following is a deal breaker to me. Because it's a pain in the ass. I want to get y'all takes on it. What are y'all thoughts on nines and tens? Should guys be actively pursuing them? Are they wife material? Maybe you guys have different experiences than me. Turn it to y'all.
It's a lot of maintenance, bro. So like if you want a 9 or a 10, which I mean, 10s don't really exist, but it's just like the fantasy that all men have. Like, oh, that's 10. Like, nigga, no, it's not. But
more like 8. I'll say 8.
Right, it's like 8.9, like, you know, adjusted. But nah, man, it's too much. Like if you as a man, I just want to explain to you guys what you're going to be dealing with. You're going to have to make sure that you're upkept, even though at this level, you would naturally be for yourself. But you got to realize that she is getting the competition, right? It's at every level. It's at every level you reach. So you can't just be like, oh, well, she's not going to shit test me now, because it doesn't matter. There are other guys. The only thing that separates you when you reach a certain level, an echelon, is your demeanor and, you know, other sex game and, you know, other shit.
Who you are as a person.
Right, exactly. So you can't stop. You can't stop that bitch from getting hit on by other guys and other status levels. And, you know, it's just the maintenance of them, too. They're going to be high maintenance, bro. So if you can't handle it, if you're a jealous guy, and because some guy is like looking at her ass and some shit and you flip out, and like, if you're going to be in trouble, bro, like for real.
I always heard a saying, after dating nines and tens, they will say, if you can't handle a bad bitch, don't be with one. You guys ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. But basically what I tell guys too, is that you got to take, once again, an objective look of your sexual market value and how you are. And with that being said, you're mostly going to attract 1 to 2 points below your own personal sexual market value.
Bro, can you say one more time for these? Bro, people really need to take this in, that like what you're realistically going to attract and be able to like maintain frame one.
Yeah. So take a look at your own personal sexual market value and realize and understand that you're mostly going to attract, not chase, attract 1 to 2 points below your own personal sexual market value. So if you're a 6 overall, 8s and 9s is out the league for you. So with that being said, you're mostly going to attract 5s and 4s, wherever that may be to you. I know ratings are subjective.
If you do get those 8s and you're a 6, be prepared for fucking hell, bro.
Yeah.
Be prepared for hell. Her talking shit to you. Her, like, when you see these simps on like these interview shows, like, what do you think if your man tells you what to wear? I wear what I want, blah, 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 blah. That right there is a perfect indication of a guy that's out of his fucking league. You pull that girl by the skin of his teeth, she's still going to clubs, she's still doing all this whole shit, because she's like, all right, this guy fills enough checks for me, but if I find something better, I'm out the door.
Or just say, happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, what you doing, man? Like that. Like, that's a perfect example of, like, a dude that is out of his league. But sorry, Austin, you were saying.
No, I was going to say, and we've seen it, like, just me, myself, going out to clubs or a nightlife, and I see, like, a SMV sort of difference there. The girl's looking at me. I got stories. I'm sure we all got stories of girls cheating, you know?
Yeah.
due to SMV differences, right? So I've seen it firsthand and realized that if I was a 6, I'm not dealing with the 8 or 9. I'll take the 7.
Yeah.
You know? And then lastly, what I also come to realize, too, is that in the hypergamy scale, the SMV scale, guys, SMV really doesn't stop at 10. I think it stops at 12.
Okay.
And the reason is because going back to the, you attract 1 to 2 points below your league. Mm-hmm. Example, Drake, Bad Bunny will be example at 12, because they mostly get the 10s and 9s.
Okay.
Versus if you're a 9 guy, you're still going to mostly get the 8s and 7s, even if you're a quote unquote 10 guy, whoever that may be. So that's why I tend to realize, due to, you know, hypergamy and the inflation of that, that guys, SMB doesn't really end at 10. It really ends around at 12 versus a woman is at 10.
I'm going to adopt that. I like that because one thing that isn't talked about enough is social status is the main amplifier. You know what I mean? Like, bro, and we talked about this too. Me and Fresh were talking about this shit in the airport. Who do you think gets the most cheeks? We said reggaeton artists, by far.
Hands down.
By far. You know what I mean? If you're going to go on an international level. And yeah, like 12. You know what I mean? Like they're bitches. They just show up. Oh, my God. And you look at them and like they're not in shape. They're short. Well under 6 feet tall. Blah, blah, blah. But they're able to get the girls. Status alone. You know what I mean?
But you made a good point. If a guy's at a certain level and he goes above that, you know what happens most of the time? He has insecurities. And that kills everything either way.
Yeah.
So that's a good point.
See it all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Phil? What do you think?
I believe that the 9s and 10s, their mentality is highest bidder wins, right? The guy that can give me the most life has to offer. And if you look at these celebrities, these reggaeton artists, they never tend to date or be long term with a 9 or 10. They if you see them with a wife, it's usually an 8 that they just brings him peace.
Yeah.
So these girls, man, long term, nah, man. They're looking for the next best thing, the biggest scene, who can put them in this room. They're not so concerned about a family or, you know, building something with you, because they feel like this guy, what you bring for me, what you can bring for me. So I think guys should focus on like a solid eight and a half.
Yep.
That brings you peace, that makes you happy. I think that's the best number to go with.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't think enough guys talk about this, like how a girl with clout, a girl with status, etc. Like, if a girl has status, you better have more status than her, significantly more status than her.
Right.
Because the thing is that guys a lot of times like punch out of their weight class and then they're like, oh, I got a bad chick. But they don't talk about how she's bossing him around. She's disrespecting him. She's embarrassing him in front of his friends. She's emasculating him. She's talking, talking to him crazy. And I look at it like, it's not worth having a bad chick if you got to deal with this fuckery. And I see celebs dealing with this fuck shit. And I'm just like, yo, that's crazy to me. It's just like, you want a girl that's not going to give you a headache if it's going to be your main chick.
Right. And God forbid you think she's better than you. Bro, you're in for a poison, bro.
Yeah.
That's cosign on dealing with women with high status, like a lot of Instagram followers.
Yep.
Even me myself, as somebody with status, I prefer normal women. Like normal, you know, the go to job, 9 to 5, nurse, corporate, you name it.
That's nurse. Chris, what? Nurse?
Uh-oh.
The teacher, the young professional.
Yeah, teacher, like, you know, just a normal girl who is like, you know, away from the world, not showing her ass every other post. Like, that's my type of girl, you know? So
I'm going to tell y'all what, I'm throw it to you guys after this, because you guys are a shape too, so I think you guys understand this problem as well. I think fitness girls are by far the worst ones. Like, you don't want to fuck, especially if she got some following behind her, she got a big TikTok, blah, blah, blah. Sex only, bro. I would not take those shit seriously.
I was going to say, I thought you said you wasn't going to fuck.
I'm a fuck.
Yeah. I'm talking about taking them seriously.
Keeping them,
I'm talking about,
it highly depends on their audience. There's two types of fitness girls. There's the one where, you know, they do the angles, nothing but the ass and the squats. And if you go in their following, I guarantee you it's 80% men.
Facts.
So those type of fitness, IG models, fitness shakes, I would rather not. Mm-hmm. However, there are a hand selection few where they actually inspire women and they give good advice, good workouts, et cetera.
Yeah.
So that's something, as somebody in the fitness space myself, I wouldn't mind, because then you can kind of co-join and build from there. But most women that I see in regards to the fitness niche are just doing it for male attention. They just happen to be giving fitness advice. They mask it with fitness advice, but show their ass.
And, you know? And I was going to say this too. I'm glad that you made that distinction, because I did overgeneralize there. Most fitness girls are doing it for attention and not really making money off of it. And I know you know this too, from coming from the online coaching space. Most female online coaches don't make that much money because most of their following is fucking dudes.
Exactly.
And those dudes don't want to pay them. They just want to look at their, you know, naked
pictures. That's why they start OnlyFans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a red flag for y'all. If you see a fitness chick and she got OnlyFans, bro, she ain't making that much money from her fitness training. Because any girl that's a good fitness coach understands that over-sexualizing herself is brand killer. Brand killer.
Yeah.
So, and if you look at like some of the best fitness girls, right? What's that Asian chick, man? She does a lot of empirical data stuff. She's always dressed modestly. She doesn't do like a bunch of thirst trap pictures. She actually gives very informative stuff, cites her studies and Instagram posts. That's like, I'll remember her name. But these other girls, bro, they'll be on there just showing ass, blah, blah, blah. You already know what time it is.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
We had a...
Go ahead. Somebody has some?
No. We had a Daquan pull up with us. Chris, shout out to Daquan.
Oh, shout out to Daquan Wilshire, man.
He did $500 donation.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to Daquan, man.
Shout out to my ninja. And yo, by the way, we'll go ahead and hit the chats here in a second.
There we are.
We'll read all the chats that came in, but from this point forward, we already got 17,000 of you guys watching on YouTube alone. So we'll go to 50 and up from this point forward, but I'll read the ones that came in. Shout out to Daquan Wilshire. Goes, got to drop this for all y'all. Provided so much insight and instilled so much value upon me that I'm able to give to others. Can't thank y'all enough. Shout out to the Tates, too. Yes. Hey, guys. We're going to talk about the Tate brothers and the Tate situation as well, man.
Yep.
Like I said, we're just making sure we get as many people in here before we talk about that. I'll hit the chats, or did you guys want to hit anything else before I hit the...
Okay. Okay.
All right. So Cryptic Millennial goes, Myra, could you please tell me your favorite Chelsea boot brand, your essential 3 pairs of jeans, and also your favorite scent? Love you guys. Show, by the way. We'd love to hang out in Miami soon if possible. Also, love your SVJ Fresh Top G Round 2. You know what?
Thank you, bro.
I'm going to turn this a fit, because he's a very well-dressed guy, very dapper. Can you give these people your favorite Chelsea boot brand and your essential three pairs of jeans, and I'll follow up with you.
I prefer the Aldo. Aldo has a super affordable. You can even get it on Amazon.
Thanks.
Aldo has
good priced.
You know, good price. You know, they look nice. Different types of Chelsea boots, different colors. Mm-hmm. They can go with different outfits. When it comes to jeans, you need obviously all black, all white, a pair of light blue. These three colors, they go well in combination with everything else.
Yep.
And what was the last thing he asked?
Go back to it, Chris. And I think, yeah, and favorite scent.
Favorite scent.
Mine has to be Jean-Paul Gaultier Ultra Male.
All right.
That's my favorite scent.
All right. So I agree with you pretty much on everything. Only thing is, I would say instead of white jeans, you could swap it out for dark blue.
I'll say dark wash.
Yeah, a dark wash, but white jeans are good too. He's at Columbia, so he's styling on everybody. You know what I mean? And then as far as my favorite brand for Chelsea boots, I like Thursday boots, but Aldo is good too. Aldo is, you don't have to order online. You could go get it. You can go to the store and get them.
Yeah.
So, John Joe Brown, first super chat. Oh, and my scent is, I like Kenneth Cole Reaction, but they don't make that shit no more. You got to find it. You got to go online. First super chat had to do it for the Tate. Shout out to FNF and the rest of the guys for standing up for these gents. Absolutely. We're going to talk about that here in a second. SR, Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us our Eid present early. Free the drillers all the way. Triple down to Marco. We got you, my friend.
Yep.
And then we got here Chase Borden. Alhamdulillah, our brothers are home. Absolutely. The Tates are home free, and we never lost faith and switched sides. Fork all the haters. The Tates and FNF are changing and saving lives while y'all heads up. Everybody are
big facts, bro.
I appreciate that, my friend.
Yep.
My masterful class on stoicism on Wednesday with the cheeseburger Liza. How does Tate create a rat proof circle after this? We'll talk about that as well. Jacob, my grandma's sick, so I'm wishing all of you good health. Thank you for all the free advice. Anytime, bro. Hopefully your grandma gets well soon. Yeah. If we break the world breaks God first. Okay. I'm so KZ. The Tates are free. The two ladies are free. I'm very happy. Please take my money. I appreciate the support, my friend.
Yep.
Dark Flame Master, Top G. Appreciate that.
Mr. Producer.
Michaka, Mr. Producer. Appreciate that. Oma, I will still be leading in Miami April 11th. This is still a human rights issue. I'll also be in D.C. the 13th, the Chicago the 15th. Glad the brothers are home. Human rights matter. Absolutely. MJ, get right. Yep. Roberto Moreno. I am the Warner. Have no fear. The Warner is here. Your hard work paid off. My brother's Tate is official out of jail cell. Now it's time to sneak him into Dubai. El Romania.
Oh, God.
Yeah, bro.
Legally.
They traded Donald Trump for the Tate brothers. Yeah, bro. Guys, I did a whole breakdown on the Tate, on the Trump indictment, man. It's bullshit. I talked about the defenses that he's probably going to be able to raise. They're basically getting him for falsifying business records, which is a misdemeanor, but they're trying to insinuate that it's a felony. And I think he could beat the case easily.
Good.
So what I'm more concerned with is the classified documents from the federal case. Sorry.
I'm saying, so where Hillary Clinton's fucking deleted shit?
Yo, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I want to know. When I seen that shit, I was like, bro, like, really? Y'all trying to get this guy? Talk to Hillary. Let's talk to Hillary real quick. See what the fuck she on.
Yo, facts.
She in hiding, bro.
Facts. They got him on a bullshit New York State charge that's a misdemeanor, falsifying business records. And out here, Hillary lying,
Cap.
Emails, having classified emails on her shit. The Benghazi situation. I mean, I don't want to make this a political podcast, but bro, it's fucking bullshit. And y'all know I like Trump.
If I'm correct, if he's indicted, he can't run for president, right? Or can he?
No, he can't. I double checked it.
Okay, good.
There's nothing in the law that says you can't run for president, even if you're in prison or you're convicted of a felony.
There you go.
Hilarious, bro. All you got to do is be 35 years or older and have been a resident of the United States in the past, I think, 10 or 15 years.
There you go, guys.
So Don DeMarco, man. He's probably going to win. I think this is going to help his presidency. Real talk.
I think
indicted.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm voting for him now. I'll tell you that. Sorry, DeSantis. The truth always prevails. Andrew and Tristan are going to break the internet this weekend. We are on the right side. Love the show, by the way. Alhamdulillah. Absolutely, my friends. Light goes fit. How do you get your bicep bigger than your shoulder? Does genetics play a big role on it?
Yeah, it does. And hard work. I've been training since I was 13, bro. It's not happening tomorrow. So
my brother,
get to work.
Do you know the way?
I've been working out since I was, I'm 26. I've been working out since I was 13. Get to work. That's my advice.
There you go.
Bam.
Start now.
And you were an athlete too.
Yeah.
You were a sprinter.
Yeah, I ran track in college.
So at Division One?
D1, yeah.
Yeah. So
I've been working out this whole year.
It just started.
It just started.
All right, Jonathan Miller. First Aid Mercy meeting is gonna break the internet. Facts.
Yep.
The boys are free. A anal and queef punch in the air right now. Man. Okay.
No comment.
ah! from Tri-Vision. Okay, and then Jabba Wacky goes, just checked into the show. Just want to say we're screaming Free Tate, and now it goes backwards. Free Tate. Tate's free. Men keep supporting one another. We'll make a difference. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then Greg Huey goes, Top G is finally home. I owe my life to Tate and FNF. We got y'all, man. Mm-hmm. And then also... If you're like us, you need to go subscribe to these guys as well, man.
Facts.
FedEx Fearless, MJ Get Right, Austin Dunham, all their links are below, man. They're the homies. We've been trying to plan this out for
a minute.
Damn near a year, guys.
Last time we invited them, we had an issue with YouTube.
Yeah. So, yeah. Guys, last time, a little backstory here real quick for y'all. Right?
Yeah.
We were supposed to do this literally damn near a year ago, guys. But what happened was we got fucking a strike on YouTube when they were in town.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. We had some haters reporting all this other bullshit. So we couldn't do the fucking podcast. And Steph was in town too at that time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Things happen for a reason, though.
Yeah. You know, so it is what it is. Good. Nasty Stu, can you talk about how Jordan Poole said paid $500K in gifts on the first date with Ice Spice?
Is that bullshit? Come on, y'all.
That was a real thing.
Wasn't it for real? 50K?
I heard that's it was 500.
I heard it was a shot, but I don't know.
I think they're inflating shit. Like,
bro, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, man, all my professional athletes out there, because a lot of y'all watch me and a lot of y'all DM me and stuff like that. NFL, NBA, MLS, whatever it may be, y'all got enough status. You don't got to pay these bitches shit, bro. You're a professional athlete. You're a fucking somebody. These hoes don't even know how to spell athlete 9 out of 10 times. Y'all fucking paying the money, man. It's ridiculous to me how I see rappers, celebs, guys that have some status, paying random hoes a bunch of money for no fucking reason, buying them bags and taking them shopping. They don't fucking deserve this shit. Women deserve less, motherfuckers. Book in stores, hardcover and audible. Listen to that shit when you're in a plane, whatever it may be. Bro, stop sipping. What are y'all thoughts on this shit when you guys see dudes that have some status paying for these bitches?
I've dated women who have told me they dated this athlete, they've been with this athlete, etc. He paid for this, he did this. And I'm over here like, I didn't even take her out on a date.
Yeah.
Came right over.
So right. First night.
With that, yeah, exactly.
They're
with
groupies, that, bro.
That being said, I think athletes just need to understand their worth and understand where they actually are in regards to the hierarchy of men, and then use that to their leverage. Like, you don't got to be tricking. I know you got it, but you don't got to be tricking.
Yo, man. Nigga bought her a car. He bought her a cheeseburger, I best.
Yeah.
Bro, not even.
Not even.
I got her a cup of wine.
They're playing egos out of the world. Like, that's why they feel like, the problem with that is as soon as they get that fucking car or whatever watch from this guy, this athlete, now they don't settle for anything less than that.
Facts.
Even though they were just a groupie hoe and that money wasn't shit to that guy. Mm. So it's not like they get that, bro.
It's pocket change.
Bro.
It's crazy.
I love that you mentioned that. When we interviewed Dan Bilzerian, he literally went on a fucking rant about this shit. He talked about it, right? And I've always said it. Like, he's a dude that a lot of these dudes' chicks are cheating on them with, right?
Right.
And he was talking about how regular-ass bitches from the middle of nowhere that nobody knows, whatever, they'll fuck with him, and then they'll go back out into the sexual marketplace and hold every other guy to the standard that he's on. He was talking about it like, yo, I do feel accountable to a degree because it's like, I'm the one that has their head fucked up thinking like, oh, they deserve a guy like me, an elite guy, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's the truth. Like, it's not bragging if it's the truth, right?
Yeah.
And what you just said is the truth. Like, a girl will literally fuck with or date or even talk to or hang out with an elite guy, and she'll think, oh, this is where I stand. And they don't realize, like, no, bitch, this is not where you stand at all. Mm-hmm. But it's just crazy to see how the internet, Instagram, dating apps, etc., have fucked up the game. I don't know if y'all want to touch on that.
I think after they've been through enough high-status men and they realize that none of them took them serious, they'll start to realize, like, hey, like, let me settle a bit and reduce my standards. Mm-hmm. I've met women who've come to realize that, or they'll say, no, I don't mess with athletes anymore, or, you know, they want the 9-to-5 guy.
Yeah.
After going through athletes and entertainers, celebrities, but it takes about, you know, 10,
like
15.
Yeah. Like, you know what I've noticed? This also controversial take. I've always said women don't mature until they stop getting attention from the opposite gender. A bitch matures when she's in the bar paying for her own drinks.
Yep.
Or she's not getting invited to VIP anymore. That's when girls start to wake up. Like, if y'all look, right, a lot of these girls that might be making content that's similar to ours, RP shit, whatever, look at them. A lot of the times they're past the wall. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're not as attractive, whatever it may be. I'm not shooting no shots. But I'm just saying, it's the truth. Like 21-year-old bad bitches, man, they're on a boat with dimples there. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Yeah. That pill, what? SMV, what?
I would argue that by the time she realizes what it really is, it's too late for most men to take her seriously at that point.
It is.
So
It's like that. That's what I've realized is like girls really don't wake up until they stop getting the same attention, validation, access, get flown out, whatever the fuck it may be. And what I predict, and I want to get y'all takes on this, I think in the next 10 or 15 years, y'all are gonna see a lot of fucking bitches on TikTok mad as hell, man.
Yeah, even worse. Yeah,
I was I was talking to him about this today, about how I don't think it's fair for guys to, you know, pick up the baggage when you 35, 32, you're not getting as many options with men. Now you want a guy to come in and save you. Now you want a guy to come in and oh, I want a man who's gonna, you know, give me a family. But you were overlooking this guy when he was grinding in his 20s. Now you want him when you 30, you're not getting as many options with men. And now you want him to settle for you and not date other women? That's insane.
Bro,
entitlement, man.
Nigga, don't even get me started on this shit. They have the audacity to come on the podcast and say, why do you want to fuck other bitches? Why do you, like, why do you need other women? Blah, blah, blah. Bitch, you weren't saying that at 18 when you're on the yacht. Yeah, you weren't saying that when you were 21 in the club. You didn't say that at 23 when you got invited to a fucking mansion party with Future and Drake and all these other niggas. You weren't saying none of that shit. But then you want to come and tell me when I'm 33, when you were 23, you didn't think about settling down, and now you're telling me you should settle down. You're in a midlife crisis at 33. But no. Shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, this shit is crazy to me how girls think, oh, I should be able to have fun at my peak, but when you're at your peak, you need to be mature
right.
and not have a midlife crisis. It's wild to me, bro.
That's the thing. I don't think women realize that the difference between men and women in regards to their peak.
Yeah.
Example, I see a lot of TikToks and posts where girls will say, oh, I just met this guy. He was 30 years old and he doesn't want anything serious. And then girls will be co-signing. Why don't you want a family at your quote unquote big age? Or they'll say stuff like that, not realizing that men and women have different peaks in regards to their age range, their sexual market value. And, you know, the candy store analogy, like you always love to give too.
Yeah.
You know, and I think just through understanding of that, if they understand that more, then they'll probably open up and, you know.
But it goes back to them saying, you know what? I only want what I want. I could care less what you want.
Exactly.
And that mentality isn't changing. It's actually getting worse. So it's all about what they want, not what we want as men.
Yeah. I mean, Austin, you made a fantastic video. And I talk about this in detail in my book. You said most women don't like most men. And I really want the audience. We got almost 20,000 of y'all in here. Like, yo, y'all need to understand most girls really don't like you that much. Even if you're an attractive guy, it's still like you got to fight against the grain to still build attraction to a degree. Even if she thinks you're handsome, you still have to fight certain barriers. And can you speak to that about how women really don't like most men?
Yeah, actually, I read your book. And so I took points from that and it made me understand, like, most women really don't like most men. And it's because of a lot of options.
I've been pinching your shorts. Pause.
I appreciate the support, bro. But yeah, pretty much all the reasons why you said in the book. I forgot what I was going to say regarding that.
Girls not liking dudes.
Gotcha.
Why, most women don't like most men. And then you had made a short about it. And then I was talking about how, even as an attractive guy, you're already kind of going against the grain to try to build attraction because most girls don't like most men inherently.
Exactly. Yeah. So that goes back to the level up point. That's why you got to improve in all areas, because if you're lacking in one, then she'll replace you with another one, man. So I agree with all the points. There's so many reasons why most women don't like most men. And that can be a whole debate and lesson in itself. But I agree with pretty much everything you said.
They know, bro. They know exactly why, though. Is it because they come to the realization that all we want is sex? That's what it is. Just pussy. It's just, honestly, that's what it comes down to. Even if you, as a guy, like, be real with me. If she did not have that dome and she did not have coochie, why would you even associate with her like that? Honestly, like that's what they start to realize.
Like a savage.
And I'm G shit, though. Like, I talked to there was a 42-year-old that was talking to me. I'm like, why is this bitch trying to talk to me? But she was saying, like, she was asking me for advice because she knew I was a dating coach and shit. And she's like, yeah, so I'm still looking for my soulmate. I was like, bitch, you probably already met him. Number one. Number two, you lost. Bitch, you lost. Like, it's
he actually told the girl that.
I told her that. She was just appalled. She couldn't, like, fathom, because they don't think in perspective of, like, us. Like she's trying to sit here and say, well, you're turning 30 this year. I'm like, bitch, I just entered my prime last year. I'm still trying to go up. Like, bitch, why would I want to just be friends with you? You got to be throwing pussy. If you're not throwing pussy, I don't want none. No mas.
I think.
Don't talk to me.
No mas. Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
She should.
I think a lot of women don't like most men because they don't like themselves, bro. Mm-hmm. A lot of women, this whole persona about bad bitch, like, it's all a front, because most women are insecure themselves.
Yep.
So when they look at a guy, like, going back to downplaying men's success, a lot of women, they don't like men because they don't like themselves. They understand that we have more expectations. So when you go through life as a woman, not having expectations, not having to level up or do the self-improvement, you kind of like, it's kind of like a self-hate, because you like, you get this, you get all this love and attention, and then it quickly goes away when you're in your 30s.
Damn.
All right. So it's like,
okay.
Yeah.
Talk to him. No, no, no. Keep going. Cause like, please continue.
So when you don't, when you don't earn anything that you have, like a lot of hot chicks, they don't earn the status, the trips, the getting on the boat. It's kind of like an empty feeling, because when it all goes away, mm-hmm. there was no substance behind it from the beginning.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Opposed to most men, for us to get to where we are, we have to bust our ass, go through school, start a business, go through failure. So if we get down the road, it's like, no matter what happens, we still have this, hey, I built this.
Yeah.
Most men don't go through that.
Yeah.
So it's like an emptiness in them that they try to deflect on men.
Damn. And they know deep down they don't deserve any of this.
Exactly.
Shit. And it's funny, because most women know it is, for example, the ones that are entitled to bad bitches, they know that they're pieces of shit. No offense to the ladies, but like,
no, give it a thousand.
Yeah, they know that they're not worth shit. So when you get them like a car, a house, like, damn, this nigga gave me all this shit. I'm a bum.
Yeah.
So it's like, exactly.
We literally talked about this with Dan too. Like, yeah. We were talking about this shit, how like strippers, sex workers, chicks like that, when you treat them well, bro, they treat you like fucking shit.
Because they know.
Like, the worst girls treat really good guys with the worst treatment, bro, because they know, damn, I don't deserve this shit. Why is this guy being nice to me? Why is he saving me? Bro, they've always said it. She don't want to be saved. And your dumb ass is, oh, okay, I'm going to save her. Next thing you know, you get fucking kicked to the curb. It's a yeet, man. Like, it's a yeet. Okay.
So, pulling up with your cape. Da-da-da-da. Get out of here with that.
Bro.
Okay, guys, real quick. This is an argument that's going on for ages, right? The battle of the sexes.
Oh, before we hit this thing,
cool.
I just want to say real quick for the audience, because some of the guys don't understand that women don't like most dudes, right?
Okay.
Let me break this down for y'all real quick, just so you guys understand. All right. I want y'all to imagine that you got two bad bitches with you at all times. Okay. Anytime you want sex, they're sucking your dick. Anytime you want to smash, you can smash. They don't give you no headaches. They cook. They clean. They provide everything you need. All right. You got these chicks with you at all times. Everywhere you go, you got two bad bitches with you. Anytime you want to smash, like, okay, darling. Like, literally, like on some heaven type shit, right? Now, I want to ask you guys something. Let's say you had these two girls. Would you tolerate disrespectful women? Would you tolerate some bitch trying to make you go on three dates? Would you tolerate disrespect? Would you tolerate a girl talking shit to you? Would you tolerate masculine women? More than likely.
For what?
Nope.
You want to tolerate none of that shit, right? Mm-hmm. That's exactly how women that make their own money feel about most men.
Bam.
That's the difference right there, guys. Oh, wow. So this is why most women don't respect most men, because they look at it like, I make my own money. So that means I don't need to tolerate your ass. I only go for the best guys because I already get what I need. Same thing. You have two bad bitches. You're not going to tolerate fuckery for women. The difference is that feminism, what it's done is it's given women effectively those two bad bitches that you got. That is why so many women behave the way that they do. That's why they act entitled. That's why they don't respect most men. That's why they treat guys like shit. That's why they use guys for utilities, etc. You would do the same shit if you had two bitches. You would not tolerate fuckery for women. And I need y'all. The difference is this. Men, we have to earn that abundance mindset. Y'all talk about it all the time, having an abundance mindset. Men have to earn that abundance mindset. I don't care if you guys walking around with fake lats with two bitches walking around thinking you got these two hoes with you. You have to operate and act that way at all times. That's the only way girls respect you, because girls naturally have this abundance mindset from being feminized, from being, you know, having a job, making their own money, whatever. So they naturally are like, I only want to deal with the top guys. I want to only deal with the guys that provide me value. Y'all need to operate the same way with women.
But you know what? I'm going to add to that, because
please.
You had said we have to earn. Where I think on a deeper level, on the deepest level, they're mad because we're comfortable in our grind. You know what I'm saying? Like, men, we're comfortable. Their test in life is always material, and they know it's superficial, but they cannot help their reason for wanting all these trinkets and all these items. Like, that's all. It's too superficial. Like, when they lay their head down, I know they be like, yo, I'm a bitch. Like, I have no value that I, like, bitch, you don't really do nothing. You don't help people, or, you know, you want to be proud of your OnlyFans and influencing guys that bust nuts on themselves. I mean, if you want to, then go ahead. But I mean, I can't respect it. Like, they know they don't do respectful shit. Like, you know, like truly, truly respectful shit. And guys, we're good
with just what we build. And we're like, you know, we're proud of ourselves. Like, hey, man, I accomplished this. Like, you pat yourself on the back. Like, man, I did what I did. You know, hoes can come and go, but hey, I still got my empire.
And once you build that abundance mindset, you will start to operate the whole dating game differently. Like, as you said, you don't take shit from anybody, from any woman, masculine woman, etc. Like, you just operate from a whole different frame, and it's something you really can't explain until you actually go through it and you actually earn it. That's why you should level up.
You got multiple tricks, right? At that point, you know what's good for you, what's bad for you. You know who's really wants you, who's really capping. So you know what a good girl is to you in that sense. Versus you've got one-itis, who's like, oh, she's the only girl for me. So you stay there suffering, but with a modest mindset, multiple options.
And this is the other thing too, because I was on a podcast and they kind of criticized me because I said, yo, don't think about getting married or taking a chick serious until you're 35.
Facts.
Making 6 figures a year, mm-hmm. have 6 months of savings at least.
50 girls.
In fucking shape, and you've had sex with 50 girls. As soon as I said that, whoa! Have sex with 50 girls? What are you talking about? That's this nigga has sex with 100 girls in 1 year. That nigga's complaining about 50 girls in a fucking lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? And yo, 50 in a lifetime is really not that much. And the reason why I say that is that you need to get experience so that you don't get fucking finessed.
Yeah.
Because these girls are fucking 304s in today's day and age. If you don't have the sexual experience, you're going to take a L with these chicks. I mean, what are y'all thoughts on that, man? Because you guys obviously deal with women. Y'all get it. When I say this shit to regular people, they'd be looking at me like I'm fucking crazy.
I agree with that 100%. Especially the more you deal with women, that's the best way to learn female nature. Yeah. Not necessarily by watching YouTube videos. It's just through application, the trial and error. So all the personalities, all the BS, inevitably you're going to go through. Once you reach that about 50 number, you'll start to see and everything becomes
slow.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
I still think you need more.
But
50 is like a good baseline for the average.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying for the average dude. Like, exactly. I mean, y'all close. I know you closed 100 in a year before. You probably do the same shit.
One spring break in Miami, bro. That's like a 20, 30 piece right there.
Yeah. Niggas don't get it. Bro, I be telling people, these girls that go and fucking pledge to sororities and shit, don't get 20 in a semester.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, Myron, you're misogynistic, blah, blah, blah.
And meanwhile, they
know.
Body count over 50 and they're talking shit about, like, what the fuck are you talking about, bitch? Like, what?
But the crazy thing is, then they expect men to understand them, lead. Like, you expect, it's like women expect men to already know what to do, but not have the experience to do that. How is a guy going to lead a relationship? Understand how to pass your test, understand how to create a family with you and protect and guide you if he hasn't had a lot of experience with women.
But that's the thing I realized is that most women will actually prefer the guy with more experience.
Yeah. They don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
Never admit it. But that's what they really want.
What if he ain't gonna make you come? Please. You gonna talk to him? Oh no, you need to be pure. Bitch, if I ain't got no dick game, you're not gonna fuck with me. Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly,
if I can't make you bust, you're not gonna come back.
Exactly.
So I gotta get out of here.
There's a famous quote that goes like, dick until she bust.
Yeah.
Dick stroke, dick stroke.
But it's true, like and we all know, right? Like, pre-selection is the most important thing when it comes to women. I'll say, like, it's one of the, because social status, the reason why it's so big is because it kind of comes with pre-selection wrapped in one. It's like a 2-for-1 package. Mm. So when you are good in bed, that is the strongest indicator that you're pre-selected.
Facts. Yeah. You know what to do.
Real quick, guys,
like I was saying earlier.
Oh, my bad.
So this battle has been on for centuries. I want your take on this, right? What's more important? Looks, money, or status?
Jesus.
This is a perfect panel to have this.
Yeah.
Important for what?
In terms of like getting girls.
Getting girls, the most important is status, for sure.
Why you say that?
It's because the more status wins all. If you're famous enough, be in any room. If a girl knows you, like, this wraps, it's done. You know, you could have all the looks in the world, no status, no money. You might have girls who may be into you and sure you'll attract women, but never to the level of having like a lot of status. So everything always correlates back to status anyway in some form or fashion. So if you have the best looks in your friend group, that's status. You know, if you have the most money in the room, that's status. If you have the most just status clout in the room, that's status. It all correlates back to status. That's why status overall is the most important. Second to that, I would say looks, because after improving my looks, I just seen the way and the burning desire that women just do and how they act whenever they perceive you as a 10 out of 10 and how they just break every single rule in the book for. One guy with a lot of status, he's still taking her out on 3-4 dates. Me, none, zero.
To the crib.
Right, to, you know, that's so that's why you just got to leverage everything. So if you have the looks and status,
killing it.
Killing
it. Any guy can get his looks up by going to the gym. That's why I'm so fucking hard on you, fat piece of shit, about going to the fucking gym, bro. Because you guys don't understand. When you're in shape, you're able to get away with shit that a guy that isn't in shape will never get away with.
Bro, I lost 30 pounds, bro. Off rip goes like, really into me. Desire, everything's there. And it's like,
you lost a lot of weight, bro.
I'm still on this journey, bro. But like right now, I see like, damn, already results. So
I think it's definitely looks, man. I think
you think looks is the number one thing?
100%.
Okay.
And here's why. I think in a room where everything is on an even playing field, women will always go with the guy they have the most sexual desire for. So not even now specifically, like the time we're in now, since girls, they will go out with certain guys and not fuck them. They will go out with a guy and lead him on. I don't think you really know a girl is really into you unless she fucks you. Like, cause she could date a guy. She could date a guy 100%. With status.
Good point.
But she might make this motherfucker wait. She might make him buy her bags. Mm-hmm. But the guy that she just has genuine burn desire for, she's gonna fuck him.
Yeah.
So I think to get in the door, I believe it needs to be her attraction level, like how good you look to her.
You brought up a fantastic point.
Yeah.
Right.
Like men can fuck a girl they hate, right? Women can't do that though. But women can absolutely date a guy that they don't like that.
100%.
That's the difference. Mm. A man could definitely hate a bitch and still fuck her. A woman could not like a dude that much and date him.
Yeah.
Because he provides some other, you know, auxiliary value for her. So.
And to your point, I think personally status, but just looking at looks itself, like desire is very important.
Yeah.
So you could have like a lot of money, have a lot of like status, but like if that desire is not there, and they're not fucking you with like that kind of that energy. Yeah. Like, what's the point?
Exactly.
They're not really into you.
She's gonna give you starfish sex. Yeah. She's not gonna want to give you a blowjob. She's gonna you're gonna say, "Oh, let's do it." She's gonna be like, "I'm tired." Like, it's gonna be bullshit, bro.
Even the athlete, Ice Spice. I guarantee you, Ice Spice met a guy that she was into, smashed her first night without any type of
facts. She a hood bitch.
She's done it plenty of times.
She's gonna pay $100K for some hood bitch. Like, come on, man.
Damn, son,
man. Dudes are fucking dumb,
stupid.
What about you, MJ? What do you think is the most important amplifier to get girls? Status, money, looks.
I'm going to say, like, it really, I think looks outweighs everything else because, like, even if you say status, like, think about how many people have status. It's not the we got to look at ratios here. A lot of people can have looks, like you said, hit the fucking gym. But I've known bums that fuck hoes, a lot of hoes, and they sleeping on her couch. She cooked for him, but yet, the rich guy with the status, he's just a lame ass motherfucker. He can't get her pussy wet.
Mm. Yeah.
But she gonna let you take her out on a date and she'll hit up Tyrone and be like, "Hey Tyrone, I need that dick right. I got you,
Austin."
Bitch. And he'll pop up. He'll pop up, man. And also, this is the thing I always seek, bro. I always seek a girl for burning desire.
Facts,
to fuck
bro.
Me. Like, they suck the shit out of your motherfucking dick. I mean, they gonna go ham on your shit. Like, bitches will do some, you'll see a real but you'll see a real her real side, because I've had girls be like, "Yo, I've told a girl this one time, bro, I'm out on a date with her. Well, not really a date, I took her to the bar and she bought me drinks, but anyway."
Besides the point,
I'm sitting here like, you know, I'm like, "Hey girl," I'm trying to smooth talk her, right? And I'm like, "Hey girl, you know, you lucky your friends is around here, because if not, I would be going." And she's like, "Oh," she looked around real quick and she was like, "No, you're lucky people are around." I got back to her crib. She showed me why I was lucky, because I'm telling you, that bitch fucked the shit out of me. Like, that's the best, bro. That's the best. I can't speak in any time, and you guys can say that too. Like, anytime a girl's been really attracted to you, bro, like,
anytime.
There's a lot of guys that have never experienced burning genuine desire from a woman. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell y'all, man, this is why it's so important to level up and especially get your looks on point, because that's when, you know, you get that visceral attraction from a girl.
And I gotta give credit to Rolo Tomasi, man, because he's the one that came up with that.
Absolutely. Shout out to Rolo Tomasi.
And
I want to say this real quick, because when it comes to status and everything else like that, I agree with Austin. I think status is the most important thing, but I would say looks are a close second. And the reason why I say that is because if she doesn't find you attractive, right, she's just going to tolerate you to a degree, depending on what she can get out of you. But if she finds you attractive, then she's going to quickly smash you. If you got status and looks, it's a W. But I would agree with you that in 2023 and beyond, especially in this Instagram era that we're in, girls are far more selective about looks now. Like, looks actually do matter now.
Speaking of this social media
era,
what's happening now with the blue check? everyone's gonna have one.
Oh my god.
So now the status of being a celebrity on Instagram is gonna go away because once again, if you're talented, everyone already is talented as well. Are you talented anymore? You're not. You're normal.
Yeah.
So that's that's crazy, bro.
So I would say to get if your goal is to just get the most girls, status is the biggest amplifier. Like we talked about it with the reggaeton artists at the highest level, right? That'll push you up to beyond a 10.
Bad Bunny.
But at the same time, you got to be good looking as well, right? And to a degree where the girl, you got to at least hit her minimum attraction level. And what I would say is the more status you have, the more you can kind of slack on other things. I hate to say it like that, but the more status you have, like, you
it's
know.
True. Yeah. Like, I've been at a club with artists, right? Celebrities. And like, they'll just be in a section chilling. Girls are fighting to get in a section.
Yeah.
Because they want to have a fun time on Smash too. So it's like, bro, they're just chilling there. Yeah. They want them so bad. It's crazy.
Like Drake, right? He could just pull a chick and not really say anything to her. Even Dan Bilzerian told the story. He didn't say a word to a girl and fucked her on a boat.
Yeah.
Right? That's the power of status sometimes, guys. Like, where you can literally do crazy shit like that.
There's so many representations of status. And my favorite example is like the nightclub, nightlife environment, because status there is just shown so heavily. Mm-hmm. Example, the Chad, 6'2", wide clavicle, strong jawline. Him versus, let's say, either the bartender who's average or even the bouncer, who's going to pull more? In my opinion, I think the guy in the higher position of status, like the bouncer or the bartender, just because in that environment, which is called situational status, they have more situational status. And because of that, they have more access versus, you know, the Chad guy, he might attract a lot, but it's just not to the same level of somebody who has high status in that situation. Mm. And speaking more on status, most guys will never reach that total global status like Drake, Bad Bunny, reggaeton, etc. So in regards with that, what most men can do is try to have more situational status in any environment that you're in. So that means if you go to work, try and be the leader in whatever company or organization that you're in. Try and be a niche leader in whatever you're in or whatever you do. Example I get myself is I started off in the fitness niche, calisthenics. So with that being said, I had what's called niche status. And in the calisthenics world, I was the top five. Like, everybody knew my name.
Yeah.
So with that being said,
Exactly.
Yeah. So I had access to all the, you know, calisthenics girls, the yoga girls. And they were in the calisthenics. They knew me. Yep. And because of that, you know, it gave me access.
Yep.
So
that's a good point. Status can not just mean celebrity. It can mean, for example, in your local area, your bar, your restaurant that you go to, everyone knows who you are.
I don't think guys understand how important the setup is. Mm-hmm. The setup, you know, having certain things. And I've said it before, too, and I want y'all to speak on this, too. I've said this a million times. How you meet the girl is more important than meeting the girl. Like, if you meet a chick at a mansion party where it's only certain invitees, right, you're going to have way more pull than if you cold approach her at a club.
Yep.
If you have a section at a club and you invite her to your section, you're going to have way more pull than being in GA. And I don't think guys understand the importance of the context of how you meet the girl and the situation in which you meet her, because she's having higher perceived status helps you. I mean, I told y'all before on sugar sites, people try to say, Myron, you're on sugar site, blah, blah. We've been telling y'all this stupid shit since 2020, bro. You can meet a bitch on Tinder. You can meet her on a sugar site. You meet her on the sugar site, you have a 10 times more chance of a response and meeting up with her. And you can have the same picture, same profile. It don't fucking matter.
Why is that? Higher perceived value.
Yeah. Like, I don't think guys understand like how a girl perceives you is very, very important. If you throw a yacht party, you have girls on a boat.
Oh, man. Oh, we know.
They fucking, bro.
Yeah.
Oh,
we know, brother.
They just walk around naked. Pretty much.
And literally, you can meet that bitch on the street, cold approach her, and she'll curve you. Yeah. But if she comes on your boat, she'll suck your dick. That is the importance of the setup, guys, a lot of times. And, you know, people like Dan, they master this shit. We talked about him in detail as well in an interview where he was saying, like, literally half the, like, 80% of the game for him, he admits this, is setup. I'm throwing a big-ass party. I'm running it. I have a good ratio. Something crazy like 10 girls to one dude. Like, all of this,
what,
like, significantly changes the game. Because when there's not enough guys to go around,
they're fighting for that tension.
Girls start behaving better because they know that they could be replaced. I've told y'all before, man, bitch, don't get too comfortable. And when you got a bunch of girls there, just a few guys, and they know that the guys are higher status, they're going to look a little bit different and behave a little bit different because of the situation.
I agree with that. Yeah.
They're coming out of gates and then... Okay, let's cover Top G.
Okay.
Because chat wants Top G.
Okay, all right, cool. So
after these chats here?
Yeah, I'll read these chats and then we'll get into it. Hope y'all enjoyed that game that we gave y'all, man.
Fire game, man.
Cold Sweat, 360, $50. I appreciate that. Cold and then Sweat. We got Tom M goes, just a little token of my appreciation. Tates are free. God bless you all. Priceless messages. I'm so happy for the Tates release. It's like Christmas hearing this. Going to wear my FNF hoodie when it's colder soon in Australia. Shout out to all our people from down under.
Mm-hmm.
Henry T goes, super sticker, appreciate that.
Thanks, bro.
D House goes, threw myself out on a trip, came home, and shorty asked, don't you want to share that experience with somebody? Bitch, my alarm goes off at 3 a.m. Who wants to come share that experience? Fair enough. Henry T, appreciate that. 50. JBX goes, can the guests talk on how guys can build status organically, whether it's more followers or social circle? What are ways to grow that part of a guy's life? Go ahead, hit it, guys.
I can start on that. Like, guys, something that I made a point to do in college was, like, to talk to a lot of people, get a lot of social status, because it really becomes at that level, like when you're students, it's really about who you know, right? I got into parties for free. People pay for the cups to drink whatever they want. I didn't pay for no cups when I got to the house. Here you go, MJ. They knew that, like when you get to know people and you make connections, that's one thing I will never take away from college, was the networking. Like, if you're a likable person, you get out and you meet people, bro. That's your status. So on campus, perfect, you'll be somebody, a big dog on campus or whatever the case is. Join a frat, play for a team. That, you got to do it. You got to do it, man.
Yeah. College is all social circle game. That's all it is. Go ahead. Awesome.
No, I agree with all he said. Also, when you go to establishments, try and meet the most important people there, the people who own the restaurant, the people, maybe the club owner, or maybe somebody who knows the club owner. You can leverage other people's networks to build your own network and to also build your own status. So networking, pretty much, like you said, and you're big on networking too, Fresh. So example with that. And then in regards to online, you either have to look good or be good at something. And if you're good at something, share it with the world, whether it be your hot takes, your opinions, give advice, give value. That's how you build status online. Simple as that.
And you brought up a good point, like making friends with people in establishments. Guys, you don't understand how much of a way it could go. Like, if you bring a girl to a club and they just let you skip the line, like, that is a big deal. Most guys can't do that. Like, just a small gesture like that, or to say, hey, welcome back. Here, this is on the house. Like, that will go a long way towards.
I was doing that way before the fame, bro.
You know what I mean?
Actually, we covered that in my CEO network. If you guys want to watch it,
bam.
Got you guys.
What about you, Phil? What's your take on that?
I'm going to give a personal experience. Personal. So for me, I kind of got status in college, not even Rit Track, but the fact that I was the guy who always was in good shape, and people started coming to me, asking me for advice on how to get in good shape. So if you just separate yourself in some way, right? If it's fitness, if it's whatever, if it's fashion, people are going to come to you for advice. And then people started coming to me for advice even more without me having to have this social media following something. So I just separated myself in some way.
Okay. You stand out. Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's a good point. And then what do we got here? And then we got Super Mario McKinley. The benefit of the status is that it can serve you in your own industries, circles, and other societal categories, meaning it's not about being famous. Your status is your position, title, accomplishments, and other recognitions in the pond you're in. Yep. And that's exactly what Awesome talking about with situational.
Please say it, Super.
Yep.
Super. Mario. Super,
yeah. That's exactly what he meant. He's talking about situational status, which is a big thing. And then last one here, Young Capsule, $50. Is it more important to know how to fight or be physically appealing? I want to be aesthetically pleasing, but don't want to be pretty, but not know how to fight. You could do both, my friend.
Yeah. Who said you got to choose, bro?
Yeah. You don't got to choose. So, all right. So, guys, we're going to transition here. As y'all know, Andrew Tate was recently released from jail today, right, from the preventive detention. As you guys know, they never filed charges against him or anything like that for the human trafficking and the rape of these girls who we know are all fucking liars. We've showed the CCTV footage. We've shown the WhatsApp messages. We've shown you guys all the exculpatory evidence. We've been covering the case for y'all. You know, you guys know I used to work in law enforcement. I actually used to do human trafficking, and I knew that this was bullshit from the rip. So real quick, we got some videos that we're going to play for y'all, and then we're going to go ahead and turn it to the panel and get their takes on this.
I bet you Andrew's home smoking a cigar right now.
Probably. So
shaving this shit.
Thanks. Yeah, probably, yeah.
I'd be shaving first.
So we got some clips here of them after they got released from jail. When I found this news out, guys, I ain't gonna lie, man, I might have shed a tear in happiness because
We were super happy.
If
here,
you guys
man.
Know the fucking bullshit that's been going on, you know, behind the scenes, people talking shit, people hating, people saying a bunch of. I'll address that here in a second, but let's run the clip real fast. Go ahead, Chris.
There we go.
So this is him when he got out right here.
Andrew, what are you planning for tonight?
Erja Makasa.
Years. Look at my Moses over there.
When I was in jail, I focused on doing push-ups and reading the Quran.
And just so y'all know, it's Ramadan right now, man. So it was, it's really tough. They fast all day, right? Still doing push-ups in jail.
Respect you.
Right, and then let's play the other clip. Them, I think Andrew in front of their house, and then we'll turn it to the panel here. And this is literally,
they went through so much, bro.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy. Like, imagine being put in jail for a crime where they didn't even charge you. And there's all this evidence that the girls are fucking lying, the accusers. All right, let's run it.
Hello, Andrew.
Freedom.
It's good.
Mashallah, brother. Mashallah. Mashallah.
It's a little bit emotional. I've been in one room since last year, so it's a little bit emotional. Yeah. I want to give respect, firstly, to the judges who heard us today, because they were very attentive and they listened to us and they let us free. So I have to give absolute respect to them. I have no resentment in my heart for the country of Romania or for anybody else. I just believe in the truth.
It was political, so.
I believe in God, and I think that the fire of truth will eventually destroy all lies, and anybody who lies in a long enough time frame will feel the sting of regret, and I believe in this.
Yeah, sure.
But, I truly believe that justice will be served in the end. There is 0% chance of me being found guilty of something I have not done. I maintain my absolute innocence, and I think most people understand this, and I look forward to being home. So thank you very much, everybody.
What are your plans for the next day, then?
When I was in jail, I did 7,417 push-ups. I would like to get to 10,000 before the end of the weekend. So
I make 10,000 already.
I will focus on the push-ups, and I will read the Quran.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you.
All right. So happy to see him fucking out of jail, man.
But even after all that adversity, all that struggle, bro, to be humble and still calm and mannerly.
And not mad.
That's crazy, bro.
Like, you know, anyone else in that situation would be mad as hell. What
he's doing, though? The Quran.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, man. Right. Islam fixed a lot of problems. I'm telling y'all, man. So I'll turn it to y'all, man. You know, what are your guys' general thoughts on the situation, the case, maybe the accusers, what's going on in the world with this situation? Whoever wants to take it.
Man, I'm like... It really sucks because you won't know what it's like, obviously, unless you've had your freedom taken away. That's what they do, bro. They take your freedom away and they treat you as less than human. So when they do that, man, that takes a lot of mental fortitude. That man, Tate, he's a beast for him and his brother Tristan are beasts for that, bro. What sucks is that they don't get, are they going to get compensation for the time that they took from their lives?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's right. What pisses me off. That's what pisses me off, bro. Y'all sat there and had them locked up for months. They're not going to get compensation. Are the females that came out there and bullshitted and lied, are they going to get, you know what I'm saying, arrested? Or shouldn't there be a counter, you know what I'm saying, for their actions?
Yeah.
No. It should be, though. Yeah. It should be.
I agree, bro.
I would say, man, Tate impacted my life tremendously. Over the last couple of years, like, his content has pushed me tremendously to, like, get focused on making money. And like, I was like, it felt like an attachment. Like, when somebody that you feel like inspires you so much, you see that happening to them. I feel like it was an attack on all of us, because it's like, for what this person stands for, pushing men to be better. If you listen to the content, bro, what the fuck are you be talking about?
Yeah.
Like, right? Push men to be better, to be their best selves. Mm. And like, so I felt like the whole thing was an attack on masculinity and men becoming the best version of ourselves. And I'm happy that he's home now. I hope he can get to Dubai.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Right. I agree with FedEx completely. Shout out to the Tates. Even coaches have coaches. And I feel like the Tates overall, especially Andrew, has been a coach more towards me in regards to rewiring my mindset towards certain things and making me realize that I'm not doing enough. Like we were talking about earlier today, like the biggest impact he's had on me is that, you know, make me realize like I could do more. And so even for me myself, he's pushed me to really take that next step and just really grind. And with that being said, I applaud the emotional strength that he's shown through being in prison for that long. I read the tweets here and there, and even like the calm demeanor and just the attitude is actually very inspiring in that sense too. So justice will be served, and the truth will fully come out, and people will understand that, and he's going to keep excelling. So right. Shout out to them, man.
I do want to say one thing, though. For everyone I talked shit about Andrew and Tristan, right, that were hating, talking smack, don't switch sides now, bro. Keep that same energy and stay over there, bro. Right. Here you go, Chris. Stay over there. Because, listen, man, he's free now. Oh, you know what? Maybe he was actually innocent. Yep. Nah, bro. Keep that same energy and stay over there.
Yeah. I want to say this, man, because when I got the news, I was ecstatic. Because for those of you guys that know, right, we've known Andrew for a few years now. We met him back in we knew him since 2020, yeah. But we met him in person in 2021. We went on the boat with him. We spent a significant amount of time with him. Then we went to Romania. We stayed at their house for like a month. They let us stay there and live with them. Hung out with Tristan damn near every day. Andrew came later on, hung out with him, had a lot of conversations. And I knew right then and there, right? Like when these accusations came, I said, this is bullshit. These guys would never, they have a hard time kicking girls out of their spot, let alone keeping girls there. I was like, this is fucking bullshit. And, you know, and then when they got arrested, right? Everyone, all these fucking other podcasts, you know, L3 podcast, you know, Lasan, Fegabi, you know, Anus and Reach, all these fucking guys talking shit, you know, and I don't have a problem with Destiny, but Destiny was taking L's as well, making, you know, saying, oh, he's guilty, blah, 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 all this other bullshit, you know, with all the exculpatory evidence that came out, you know, quite frankly, fuck y'all, man. I mean, you guys made yourselves look stupid. You spoke too soon. And one thing I've noticed too, and this is something that I really dislike about YouTube and entertainment industry in general, is that people don't give you the benefit of the doubt, and people will turn your back on you if it benefits them financially or to get more clout or whatever. And I've always been a big proponent of, if you don't like something or you disagree with someone or whatever, have that conversation behind closed doors. Why do y'all got to make hit pieces, talk shit about an individual, you know, just for some fucking AdSense? And I want to be vulnerable and open with y'all here real quick. You know, me and Fit had a little disagreement before, but I didn't make a fucking hit piece talking shit about him because we had a lot of mutual friends. I didn't go say, oh, I disagree with him on this, blah, blah, blah. We're here doing a podcast together and we stand united. Why? Because the mission is greater than what I personally feel. And we buried the hatchet behind the scenes and I'm never going to fucking talk about it.
I remember
it.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what men do. We don't sit there and make fucking hippies on each other talking shit. Right. And I'm glad that I didn't do that. I'm glad that I met him in person because he's a fucking stand-up guy. He's a great guy. And we're having a conversation with y'all inspiring men. But if I wanted to go off my feelings or make some AdSense or get some drama, or get some clout, I could have done that, but I didn't. Why? Because integrity, principle,
right,
not talking shit on the internet about people that you might not necessarily know or whatever, that is overridden by making content, helping people out. Because at the end of the day, you got an audience, we got an audience, and it's better if we stand together, especially nowadays where they're attacking masculinity. How the fuck do we look divided? Because at right. the end of the day, I'm telling y'all right now, it's already happened. They've made BuzzFeed, all these fucking ass clowns, Vice. There's a magnifying glass on this type of content that is pro-masculine. So if we're infighting, looking crazy, whatever it may be, they're going to go ahead and attack all of us and say, look at these fucking guys. Look at the infighting. Look at these incels fighting each other. We all look ridiculous. So I'm telling y'all, man, right here, right now, Andrew's out. We need to stand united, because if we don't, we're going to look fucking crazy to the mainstream. And it's already started, but we got to stand united in this all this fucking bullshit. Thanks. So to all the haters out there, right, L3 Podcast, Hasan, Anus and Peach, whatever the fuck y'all niggas want to say, fuck all you guys. Real talk. I hate mentioning other content creators, but this is a W for us, and I got to take a victory lap. To everyone that talked shit about Andrew, said he was guilty, all this other shit, he's going to beat the charges, because I'm telling y'all, three things always show up. The sun, the moon, and the truth. Fucking truth. Yeah. And it's coming, motherfuckers.
Well said.
Well said. Okay,
so, the Monko, Chris, we good to go?
Yeah, we have one more.
Cool.
Vaughn B. Been a while since I've watched, been grinding. Shout out to FNF team and the Avengers. Happy the Tates are out. And Myron, I just caught Philster. Thanks, bro. Got you, bro. That's good. But no, man, I mean, like I said, it's way too much. People do anything for AdSense, right? These fucking reaction channels talking shit about each other, blah, blah, blah. If you have an issue with someone, call them up, talk to them in person. Don't fucking do this shit on the internet. That's right. So crazy.
Even us recently, someone made some videos about us, but we wish the person the best, you know, because we're moving forward. Make content and do better. So that's what it is.
Facts. And like I said before, normally I don't mention names, but these guys have been talking shit for so fucking long. Oh, y'all just duck right and take y'all fucking, they're guilty, blah, blah, blah. And here's the thing for y'all. See, a lot of these guys, they don't have real friends. They don't understand unity. They don't understand masculinity.
Integrity.
10 toes down, supporting your friends. This isn't even about, like, y'all could talk shit about me all day, but if y'all going to talk shit about my friend when he can't even defend himself, fuck you guys, man. Because where were y'all niggas at when he was out? Not saying a damn thing.
And for one, you never met him in person. You don't know who he is as an individual. And it's kind of like, at that point, you're just calling shots because you see a video online versus who's the person himself. You don't even know. So just unfair, man.
Yeah. You got to meet people in person, man. And I'm glad, like, yeah. Yo, Fit's fucking awesome, man. Like having a conversation while I'm talking and like, you wouldn't have this great collab right now if I want to be in my feelings and sell people out. That's fucking lame. That's not masculine behavior.
And that's what me and him were talking about this today on the beach about how like a lot of guys, like, instead of talking like men or hatching things out, they go make content and that's just feminine energy, gossiping. Like it doesn't make any sense as a man if you can't, bro, we have an issue, we talk about it. But like you said, if for AdSense, that just shows their true character. Like you're not really a man. You're trying to get clicks and you want people to come on your side. You want people that support Tate to come on and watch your videos. You don't have anything you stand for. So you rather just attack them.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what it is. Feminine energy, men who are not really men.
Facts. Right. And what do they do? Like, what do they label us? Look at these toxic alpha males, right? They always put that stupid bullshit. Like, none of us are running around saying, yo, we're fucking alpha males. Yeah, respect us.
Who the fuck would say that in like a regular conversation? Like, I am an alpha male, so you should suck my dick. Dude. Like, nobody said that. Bro. Like, you just live life as a man and you are who you are. If you ain't got no integrity, you're going to be like people talking shit about Tate behind his back and not even in his, you don't even have the gall enough, the balls enough to go up to a grown ass man and be like, hey, this is what it is. Bitches will sit here and just talk shit behind somebody back. No, if you got a problem, just come up and say the shit, bro. I'm not with the shenanigans or the little games. Just be real about it, bro. People need to be real, dog. And like Fit said, bro, that's just not real men. And you too, like real man activity, bro. It's really speaks to a lack of integrity today.
Yeah, like if people I collab with someone, I'm not going to fucking go and make a video talking shit about them. Like, I'm going to call them behind the scenes. I'm not going to make a video and say I'm holding them accountable. Nigga, you could have called them. You have their number. Why the fuck are you making a YouTube video talking shit about them when you have their contact information? You know what? I'll never understand that shit.
They got to pay some bills, bro.
I was about to say, they got to pay rent.
They got to pay rent. They
gotta pay rent. Crazy, bro. Y'all will never catch me dead talking shit about any of these guys on the panel. If I have an issue, I'm going to call them up. Hey, I don't agree with this, blah, blah, blah. We're going to iron it out. Y'all will never fucking know about it. Right? And I didn't even want to tell that story about, you know, me and Fit, but I want to say that to demonstrate that things need to be ironed out behind the scenes, not in front of the scenes. And I need y'all too. I want you guys to be this way. If you have an issue with someone, talk to them man to man. You'd be amazed at the response you get a lot of the times versus like something. Talking shit out like loud with other people or on some YouTube bullshit. So,
okay, guys, tell them where they can find you, what's coming up next. And then we got after hours with some girls coming up right now. So
word. You can find me on YouTube, Austin Dunham Vlogs. I talk about dating, self-improvement, behind the scenes. I do vlogs, obviously. And then Instagram, Austin_Dunham.
Congratulations. Right. When your main channel hit 1 million subscribers. Yeah. That's
what's up. Thank you.
So
what's the party? FitX Fearless. FitX Fearless on all platforms. YouTube, Instagram, even on TikTok. You know, trying to help men become the best version of themselves. That's all I'm about.
Fire.
MJ, get right, y'all. It's all the handles. Okay. And what we just need to stick together. This content here, it's not even about opposition, bro. Like, people can't see the grand scheme of what this really is. And that's always how I've operated, man. And so I'm all about men taking their power back. So you can find me YouTube, IG, all the stuff, inspirational stuff.
I mean, guys, there's a fucking, you know, Cameron famously said this shit on Welcome to New York City with Jay-Z, right? There's a war going on outside. No man is safe from. It doesn't matter if you're 8 feet or 3'1". And there's an attack on masculinity right now. They just indicted fucking Trump. Okay. You know, Andrew's in jail without charges for months. Right. There's girls out here saying a bunch of bullshit, making false accusations on athletes and all this other bullshit. Like, you know, Johnny Depp just beat his case with Amber Heard, but he lost a bunch of roles. Like, there is an attack on masculinity nowadays, bro. And we need to stand together, if anything.
And there's so many men in jail right now, innocent, from a woman lying, saying, oh, he did this and that to me, which is full cap. But what can
it's
we
crazy,
do?
Crazy, man.
Yeah, bro. So, wild. I mean, like, yo, support these guys. Their channels are all below, man. If y'all like our content, you're going to absolutely love their content. Great stuff. Especially when it comes to like the modern dating and leveraging social media, etc. Yeah.
They're in the game too.
Yeah, so they know what's up. They're in the game. They know what the fuck is up, man. They're dealing with the same fuckery that the rest of us are. I had the wake-up call today about my life. Shout out to Red Pill Avengers and FNF. Should I pursue my passion / hobby of writing and film or stick with my welding class that I start later on this year? God bless y'all.
Nigga, do both.
Yeah.
Why not, bro? Why not? What's the choice? Yeah, exactly. Just do both, bro.
Do both. You men at the table need to think about this whole case. Be careful with these females. There's plenty of allegations to go around in the words of Minister Jeff. Never give the bitch the benefit of doubt. Always doubt the benefit of the bitch. Yeah, I mean, yo, you gotta be good. Careful with today's dating, bro.
So good. That's
you gotta have text messages. You gotta have video. You gotta have all that shit, man. It's fucking crazy.
If I get an ounce of like doubt or regret, bro, you know what? I'm like, you know what? I'm good, sweetheart. I'm leaving.
Oh, man.
Just because you never know. You never know. I'm good.
It's not meant to be.
Yeah. It's a crazy world. And remember, guys, if they did that shit to Andrew and Tristan when they have money, fame, status. Bro, what imagine what they could do to you.
News.
Guys, bro, that shit crazy.
Get the book. White Women Deserve Less.
Facts. Don't be a simp.
Guys, today's the last day I'm pushing the CEO Network. After day, I'm closing it for about a month or so. We're going to focus on meetups. No. So we did many Zoom calls before with celebrities as well. Millionaires, but once again, guys, 100 people in there, and we're done.
I got one last question.
Cool.
Yo, tell us about Colombia, bro. What's the difference between Colombia and the U.S.? So y'all get a bonus thing. Y'all thought it was over, but hey, the show goes on. Go ahead.
All right. So I get this question a lot, and I think it's kind of unfair to the girls there, because I think a lot of guys, they don't do the work, and they come to Colombia expecting the women to just bow down for them. Mm-hmm. I do say, right, it's a more feminine culture. Like, you don't have to fight the women to be women, opposed to here.
100%.
Like, I feel like it's a in America, it's more of like a, even though I like this guy, even though he's this, you know, this guy I want to be with, let me play difficult. I feel like that's not so much there, mm-hmm. right? But if you come to Colombia and you're not in good shape, you don't dress well, you just think girls are just going to like you for you, then they have every right to finesse you.
Facts.
Yeah. Thank you.
So that's my advice.
Okay. So you still got to do the work and go down there. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck with escorts all day.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you're a bum in America, you're still a bum over there.
Facts.
Yeah,
man.
But you can find good girls anywhere, bro. It's just there, I believe, there's more feminine essence.
Gotcha.
Right, that you don't have to fight for.
Gotcha. Like, all right. That makes sense, man. That makes sense. All right, cool. Guys, all their channels are below. Go subscribe. Go check them out. We're going to be back with some girls. We're going to have a debate. And then Amin Dania, God bless the Tates. On their vindication, absolutely,
free talk,
bro. Yo, man, I'm telling y'all, they're gonna beat the fucking case. Everybody knows they're innocent, man. And you know, we'll catch you guys back here. What call it, Chris?
10:30-ish.
Yeah, we'll be back here in about an hour and a half, guys, with some girls and the three special guests. Peace.
Peace.